Fresh Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It's Money Long on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We also checked out Mr. Gideon. 8:53, that's your time. It's time to get scolded when it comes to our finances.
Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Let's get right into it with Juliana Adedipi, who is our financial expert on the show. The question is very simple. Are you financially smart or not? And if you're not, it is time for you to learn a thing or two today.
Okay, well, let's have a listen.
Good morning. And just a little reminder for anyone that has been sleeping, we are almost done with the first quarter of the year. And if you have not been taking me seriously, I suggest strongly that you start coming a little closer and start listening to these segments. But before we do that, let us get into this disclaimer. I am in no way representing any company, any entity, anybody but myself as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise over the years. Let's get into today's topic. Today's topic is stop neglecting your finances. Efforts that you can put into your finances so that you avoid making the same mistakes. Now, I know that when we speak on finances, you start rolling your eyes, feeling like you got this in a bag of chips. But that is not the actual truth. Actually and truthfully, if you sit with yourself, you know that you need this help. So please take it as it is for free so that we can just tip over into generational wealth and not just live hand to mouth. Saying all of that, please understand that you have the power to shape, create your finances, and you can do this with daily attention and discipline, being intentional with your finances by being consistent and improving your understanding of your own money power. Track your money and gain clarity on your spending habits to make the necessary changes. Identify your spending weaknesses. Track your progress and your goals. Review and make sure that you stay on track. And you can do this with your vision board. The vision board that we did, you can see what you have set for yourself to do. And are you actually doing these things? Are you getting there? Are you putting in the necessary work to get through your vision board? With any achievement, an adjustment to your vision board or the progress on your goals, you are bringing yourself one step closer to your financial freedom. So be patient with yourself, because this is not something that's going to happen overnight. Patience is key, and dedication, hard work, and making sure that you stay consistent is key. In all of this, if you start seeing a little room, meaning that you have started improving your financial standing and you are actually seeing excess in money in terms of your budget, please start setting money aside for your savings or an investment if you don't already have one. If you do have one, there is no harm in increasing the existing ones. Yeah. Please keep in mind that financial success just doesn't happen. It comes through careful planning. It comes through discipline and educating yourself on finances daily. It really doesn't matter how much money you make. It is actually the skill of managing your money effectively and also understanding that money is not something that you use, it's not in the power that you use to spend, but it's the power that you use in terms of you seeing money as a tool to create generational wealth. That's where the differentiation comes. You can earn a little money and have that understanding, which will allow you to gain generational wealth. You can have so much money and do not have that understanding, and you will always live paycheck to paycheck. And when I say educate yourself, please understand, it is not just sitting and studying that you can gain knowledge. It is through listening to podcasts, reading articles, keeping yourself updated with daily financial news, what's happening in the world in the terms of stock, economy, and so forth. That is what I mean when I'm speaking on education. rather yet educating yourself. So tip of the day, and this is my favorite part, the more you learn, the more you earn. This is just another way of saying, do not stop learning, do not stop educating yourself in terms of where you'd want to see yourself. This is something personal, so you know exactly what you'd like to learn on, and please put in the time, even if it's a 5-minute broadcast that you want can listen to,
yeah,
or it's my voice on the radio that you can listen to, just to financially put yourself in a state where your mind is aware and educated on financial matters. On that note, if you like today's conversation and you'd like to take this off radio, kindly call me on 0816448286, as it is from me. Au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much, Juliana. The more you learn, the more you earn.
Absolutely.
Wisdom right there.
Mm-hmm.
858 on the other side. We talk entertainment.
Financial Breakfast every Monday at 8:50 a.m.
Secure your family's future.